Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment, indeed, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 28th of March. Damn, the month is almost over. 2017, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Couldn't even get that out, could I? Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Hopefully my mouth will start working correctly. Now, before I get into today's news, this is going to feel a little deja vu to you, all right? Because this is two stories from yesterday that have somehow made their way back into the news stream today. First off is Uber. Yeah, yesterday we said, they're getting out of that self-driving car thing because of that accident in Arizona. Well, apparently they slept on it overnight and said, nope, not a good idea. We're going to continue on. According to the folks over at Engadget, Uber has told them that they are resuming their development operations in San Francisco as of right this very second, man. So you should see those test cars back on the streets as of right now. Now, Uber hasn't said what made them change their mind so quickly. Maybe by the sound of it, they just fired Billy the IT guy because he didn't upgrade the self-driving Uber with the latest firmware. Who knows? I guess we'll find out as the weeks roll on. More deja vu news. This one's Samsung's Note 7. Yeah, we said it's dead. Well, it is dead, but Samsung's gonna resurrect the thing. Yes, you heard me correctly. Get ready for refurbished Note 7 units coming your way. Yes, Samsung has confirmed it will work with local authorities and carriers to sell it as a refurbished device that you could buy at your own risk, I'm sure. Funny enough, rumors are saying about this sort of refurbished phone that it's gonna come with a smaller battery. Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, we don't know as of right now what market is going to get the refurbished phones. All we know is apparently somebody at Samsung saying we're going to lose too money if we just throw them into the bin. So let's do something with them. That something might also have to do with their press statement regarding this issue, saying that the objective of introducing refurbished devices is solely to reduce and minimize any environmental impact. What about human impact if the thing decides to explode again? Just saying. We're finally out of deja vu. We've entered new news now. And this one goes out to all of our Apple people. Have you went into your settings today, Apple people, and said, holy moly, got an update? Yeah, that's right. iOS 10.3 update is available for iPhone and iPad users. That is, of course, if your device supports it. People still using the old iPad 2s? Yeah, sorry, not for you. 10.3 is including some new features, including the Find My AirPods, which we used to have an app for in the App Store, but Apple said, we're working on our own, so we got to kick them out. They've also updated ways to show the kind of files are being stored on your iCloud account. There's also a new Apple ID profile selection in the Settings app too. But the biggest thing 10.3 is getting is Apple's new file system. That's supposed to be optimized for solid-state storage devices. Wow, that took a while, Apple. How long have we been on solid-state with these phones now? Basically, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, this new file system should make launching apps whew, a lot quicker. Of course, with 10.3 for iOS, we've also got tvOS 10.2. That's basically bug fixes. There's also watchOS 3.2. That's going to add third-party app support for Siri to Apple Watch. And macOS 10.12.4 will bring iOS night features to the Mac devices. So yeah, everything in Apple's ecosystem gets a little pump up today. And finally, gone are the days when we used to be able to go to YouTube and say, maybe I can find the newest Star Wars on there. Yeah, those algorithms are getting pretty good now, aren't they? So much so, I guess the pirates have decided, let's just bypass YouTube and go over to Pornhub. If you want to go stream your favorite Star Wars flick, Pornhub may be your choice now. As you probably guessed, now this is highly illegal. So much so that Pornhub has actually replied that it says it condemns uploading non-authorized content and that it will comply with all DMCA takedowns. Funny enough, though, Pornhub didn't really mention any copyright protections that they actually had in place. That's probably because their audience is more of the full frontal side instead of the dark side. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, of course. Please get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our podcast. And if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, we would really love your support. Consider donating to our Patreon fund. You can find all of that info over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. And again, for all that are supporting us right now, sending in those monthly contributions, we thank you so, so very much. Also, our Facebook page, give us a like, too. Thumbs Heads Up over there, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And you can join our Slack room, because we'd love to have you there. Join our community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday Humpy Dumpy Day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.